Today's shiur is Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Zayin, and we will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis, first wide line, the Mishnah, which begins to discuss the halacha of a Zaka Mamre. The Torah HaKadosh teaches us, Ki Mecholab, Ki Yipol Mechadov Al Mishta, the Kamta Valisa Al Mokam Hashivcha Hashem Al Kachabam. There's going to be a question, and you'll go up to the Beis Hamigdash, and we will go to the whoever will be the Kahanim Levim and Shofet in those days. We have the obligation to fulfill what we are told by the Chachma, by the Sanhedrin. And continues the pasuk v'isha shizodin v'isha shiyaz bezodin. The person who will act maliciously, levilti shmai al koyin, al shayfet, who won't listen to what the koyin or the shayfet have to say, or may say shahu, that person is put to death, v'yarta hara mi Yisrael. The Torah is teaching us the halacha of a zakei mamre, and the zakei mamre is chayiv chenek. And now says the Mishnah, zakei mamre, who is the zakei mamre? The zakei mamre is somebody who al pi bezdin, who refuses to follow the psak of the Bezdin HaGodol in Yerushalayim. He's called the Mamre. Mamre means to rebel. He's rebelling against what the Torah tells us to do. Shenemar, as we just read the Pasuk says, Kibhal Mimcha Dava Lamishpat. Says the Mishnah, Shloisha Batidinim, there were three Batidinim HaYisham in Yerushalayim. Echad Yoshev Pesach Harabayis, one Bezdin was situated on the entrance of the Harabayis. Echad Yoshev Pesach Azorah, one Bezdin was situated on the entrance to the Azorah. Echad Yoshev Lishus Hagazus, and one Bezdin was sitting in the Lishus Hagazus. The Lishus Hagazus was built in the Beis Hamikdash. Part of it was within the walls of the Azorah, and part of it was outside of the walls of the Azara. Says the Mishnah, Boyin, the Zaken, who and the members of the Bezdin of his city would all come to the Shalat Pesach Harabayis. They would first come to the Bezdin that sat on the entrance to the Harabayis. Voimer and the Zaken would tell Bezdin, Kach Derashti, this is the way I pask in this Shaila that we are discussing. The Kach Darshu Chaverei, and this is what my colleague said. Kach Lamarati, this is what I learned. The Kach Lamdu Chaverei, and this is what my colleagues thought. Im Shamu, if the Bezdin knows what is the Aloch in this situation, Imrim Lahem, the Bezdin tells them what is the Psak. Vimlav, if that Bezdin doesn't know what the Psak is on in this situation, Ba'alahem Shal Pesach Hazara. So now they go to the next Bezdin that sat on the Pesach Hazara. However, as we're going to see, even though the Zaka Mamre may be disagreeing with these Batei Dinim, the Zaka Mamre does not become a Zaka Mamre until he disagrees with what was taught by the Bezdin HaGodol. And they then come to the Ba'alahem, they come to the Bezdin that sits in the Pesach Hazara, and again they begin this conversation. Omer, the Zaken says to Bezdin, Kach Derashti v'kach Derashti Chaverei, Kach Lamarati v'kach Lamdu Chaverei, Im Shamu, if this Bezdin knows what the Psak is, Omer Mlehem, Vimlav, if the Bezdin doesn't know, or the Bezdin doesn't paskin, no, or the Zaken doesn't want to agree with them, Elu ve'elu, they all now go, both groups, the Bezdin and the Zaken, go to the Bezdin HaGodol. It's interesting, Tosfos points out, that the second Bezdin is obligated to join the first Bezdin, in join the Zaken in going to the Bezdin that sits in the Lashus HaGozus. But the first Bezdin doesn't have to participate. And the way Tosfos Yontov explains, because these two Batei Dinim are really equal. So there's no need for both of them to come. But the third Beis Din, the second Beis Din, does come. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says they all go, all the Batei Dinim with the Zaken all go to the Beis Din HaGadol that sits in the Lishkas HaGadol. And this Beis Din, as the Tzvi Yisrael explains, that is the ultimate authority. But because they are the ultimate authority, it's difficult to have them available for every question. So we try to resolve issues without having to have to come to the Beis Din Lishkas HaGadol. Another pshat that I saw the Achronim suggest is because we want to show respect to these two Batei Dinim who are sitting in Yerushalayim. They may not be the Lishkas HaGadol, but they are important Batei Dinim, and because they're important Batei Dinim, we give them the respect to go to them first. They go to the Beis Din HaGadol, the Lishkas HaGadol. Shemene Yotze Torah L'Chol Yisrael. That is the source of teaching Torah to all of Klal Yisrael. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "V'asis al pi hadava shigidlucha min amokim ahu ashivcha Hashem v'shemata lasos kachol ashirucha." The Beis Din HaGadol is the Beis Din that has to sit in the Lishkas HaGadol, and a zaka mamre is not considered a zaka mamre unless he goes against that Beis Din. Chazal iroi. So Beis Din tells them what to do. And then Chazal Iroi, and this Zaken goes back to his city. Im Shana V'Lim K'derek Shoyi Lamed, if he continues to teach the way he taught before, but he didn't tell anybody that they have to do what he said. He learns that way, but he doesn't tell anybody that they have to act that way, potter, then he's not a Zaken Mamre. However, Im Hara Lasois, he doesn't just continue with his opinion, but he tells people to do according to his opinion, then he's chayiv chenek. Shenema, the pasuk says, Ve'isha shiyas b'zod nolvilt l'shmoya, the pasuk says, the mesa isha hu oviat aram Yisrael. That means, ain't a chayiv, that he's not chayiv until at shiyar lasis, until he tells people, this is what you should do, which is contrary to the Beis Din HaGadol. Talmud, if we have an individual, who is the individual that can become, says the Mishnah now, a Zaka Mamre? It's only somebody who's a big Talmud Chacham, an individual who is able to sit on a Beis Din. But if the person is a Talmud, is just a Talmud, and he below 40 years old, so he is not yet qualified to be on the Beis Din, as the Gemara Masechta Saita says, regarding a Talmud who's not yet 40 years old, and Paskin Shailer, Rabim Chalom Hipilua, Zal Talmud Shlai Gia Lahira, it's referring to an individual who is not up to it, and he Paskin. So that question is, if he's not up to that age, that he should be able to Paskin, so why did they bother going up to Yerushalayim, to the Beis Din HaGadol? So the Rishonim explain, he went up because they wanted to know what is the halacha. And that was why they went up. But even though they wanted to know what is the halacha, and that's why they went up, this individual cannot become a Zaka Mamre. And therefore, Talmud Shahar Lassus, even if his psak was a psak of paskening, then his potter. So Nimtza Chumrei, the fact that he can't pasken a Shaila, Kulai, is what brings a leniency, because the fact that he can't pasken a Shaila is what saves him from being able to become a Zaka Mamre. The Rambam explains Nimtza Chumrei, the seriousness of the Avera, on top of the Avera, that it's a serious Avera, that he paskin when he is below the age that he could paskin, coupled with the fact that he went against what the Beis Din said. When you have a combination of these two considerations, that a person is not the one that should paskin, and he paskin. And also, besides that, he's not the one that should paskin. He's below. He should paskin. He paskin when he was too young, and he went against the Beis Din HaGadol. So the Rambam says this Aveira is such a serious Aveira that the halacha is that such a person does not become a Zaka Mamre. And here we're learning a very interesting halacha. We're learning the halacha of who is allowed to paskud or not. And from here it seems that somebody who's below 40 years old is not allowed to paskin. And the Ramah in Yerideya, Simen Reish Mem Gimel Sif Lamed Aleph, says, Eila Adam Lahiris, a person should not paskin Shaila, Ela Ad Im Yesh Be'er Gov Memenu, if there's somebody who's a bigger Talmud Chacham in the city, Afapi Shein Rabbi, even though he's not his Rebbe. The Noid Behuda, the question with this is, we do see people who are below 40 to paskin. So the simple answer is, only in a situation where, as the Ramah just said, there's somebody greater. But the Noid Behuda, who was the Rav of the city of Prague, instituted in the city of Prague, that no one should be allowed to paskin a shayla, that no one should be allowed to write Sfarim. Says what happened was, there were many people who were writing Sfarim, and people were relying on those Sfarim, v'alach l'maisa. And he says that the Gemara is teaching us that based on this halacha, no one should be allowed to write a sefer on halacha when he's below 40 years old. He could paskin a shayla, but to put it into writing and to write a sefer, there the Ramah says, there the Dodi Yudah says, there was a rule that he instituted, if you're below 40, you shouldn't be writing Svarim. The Gemara, now, Bryce begins to discuss the Psukim that we are learning the whole din of Zaka Mamri from. Tan Rabbanan, the Pasuk says, Ki Yipalim M'cha Dover, says, M'muflash Rebezdin HaKos Medaber. Who is the individual who could become a Zaka Mamre? The person who could become a Zaka Mamre is somebody who's a mumcha, somebody who's qualified to sit on a bezdin. But somebody who's not qualified to sit on a bezdin, he's not considered a mufla. The different pshatim, how to understand that from the word mufla. One pshat I saw is mufla means somebody who's great, and therefore only a great person can become a Zaka Mamre. Another pshat that I saw, mufla means difficult, incredible. Only somebody who could answer difficult questions is a person that could become potentially a Zaka Mamre. Mimcha, the Zaka Mamre becomes a Zaka Mamre if he goes against what Bezdin says regarding the year and the month, making into a leap year, which is called Eitza, the Keno Oima, and so does the Pasuk say, regarding somebody's Yoyetz, Mimcha Yotzei Choshev Al Hashem Ra, Yoyetz Belial. So that's why somebody who goes against what Bezdin says on something that the Halacha calls Yoyetz becomes a Zaka Mamre. Davar refers to Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, and the Rash Shash explains why is it considered why is Davar Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai? Because the whole point of Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai is that it's not something that's written. It's only Dover. It's only words that have been passed from one generation to the next. L'Mishpat refers to Din, where there's a Din Torah, which refers to Gzeir Shava. Because even though it would seem that Din should mean when there's a financial dispute, but we're going to see that issue is already, that type of a discussion, that type of a question is already mentioned in the Pasuk elsewhere, so must be that Mishpat refers to Gzeir Shava. Beidam Ledam, that means it's a question of Adam Nida, or Dam Leda, Dam Ziva, that all have very specific halachas that we will be discussing in our shir regarding the Tumah Tahara status of a woman. Beidin Ledin, this refers to Bein Dinei Nefashis, Dinei Mominis, Dinei Makis, Bein Negel Neka, Bein Nigei Adam. It refers that if a person sees a Nega, Nigei Batim, if there's a Nega in a home, a Nigei Begadim, the Negam on a clothing, Dvarai, Elu HaCharamim, Varech HaVagdashis. The Torah speaks about different ways that a person could obligate himself to bring money, to be obligated to bring money to Beis HaMikdash. Rivois, Lashkar Saita, it's called, it's referring to what a husband is, brings his wife as a Saita, he accuses her of adultery. The reason it's called Rivois is because obviously a husband and wife, when they have such a situation, when the husband is accusing his wife of such a situation, it comes through Meriva, it comes through a quarrel. Arif Sagarwa is where a person is found, murdered, a corpse is found, and we don't know who brought that, where it came from. Again, obviously, murder comes because people were in dispute. Taras Metzora, or question about a Metzora becoming Tahar. And as Chazal teach us, a person could only become, a person typically becomes a Metzora because he did the Aveir of Lashon Hara, which also comes from Revois, people not getting along. B'Sherecha refers to Lekut Shechapeyah, the different Matnas Aniyim. V'Nekamta Bezdin, that the Halacha is that the Zakeh Mamre has to be coming from a Bezdin. There's a Bezdin in every city. There were Bati Dinim established in every city. And the Zakeh Mamre and the members of the Bezdin in the city, Valisa, they all leave their city and they come up to Eretz Yisrael. Why does it say Elisa? Melamed Shebeis HaMikdash Gevayim Eretz Yisrael, that the Beis HaMikdash is the high point of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael Gevayim Kol HaRotzos, and Eretz Yisrael is higher than all other countries. Mefarshim ask that Eretz Yisrael, what does it mean that Eretz Yisrael is the highest of all countries? The world is a circle. So one pshat that I saw is that Eretz Yisrael Gevayim Kol HaRotzos is that Eretz Yisrael is from where the world was created. As we know, we often speak about the body, and the body begins, when it's created, begins from the middle. So too, Eretz Yisrael is higher than everywhere, all the other countries, because from there the world was created. And then, when it says that the Beis HaMikdash is higher than all other places, that too could be understood, that the Beis HaMikdash, which we know in the Beis HaMikdash, there was the Evan Shesiyah, which, as the Gemara says, Misham Hussasa Kala Olam, the entire world was created. That's why it's considered Gevay Mikala Ratzis. I saw that the Mefarshim ask that Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash, is not necessarily the high point of Eretz Yisrael. So why is it called Gevay Mikala Ratzis? And some Mefarshim want to suggest that actually Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash, was higher than all the other places originally. But ultimately, after the Churban and after all the destruction that happened in Eretz Yisrael, the Makom HaMikdash is no longer that place. The Pasuk says that when Yosef revealed himself to his brothers, he's told the brothers, Ma'aru v'alu al-Avi. And Rashi says, as Al-Gemar just says, because Eretz Yisrael gavoya mikol ha-ratzos. Why does Rashi specifically decide over here to teach us the lesson that we're learning in our Gemara, that Eretz Yisrael gevoy mikol ha-ratzos? There are other places where Eretz Yisrael, where the word alei go up is referred to when speaking about Eretz Yisrael. The pasuk says kum alei beisel. The pasuk says kolino al avadecha avi. Or why over here? So I saw that Rashi is not coming to teach us the geographical fact that we're learning, that it's a Yisrael Gevoy Mikol HaRatzos. Rashi's come to teach us that Yosef was telling his brothers that even though I here in Egypt are a Mishnah Lamelech, I here in Egypt are in such a prestigious position, and therefore you would think that this is what it's all about and this is what's significant. Yosef HaTzadik was telling his brothers, I, even in this situation, recognize and realize that it's Yisrael Gevoy Mikol HaRatzos, that it's Yisrael, and when we are close to the Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael, that is more significant. Gevoya, that's more significant than Kol HaRatzos, than anywhere or anything else in the world. Yosef was pointing out that important fact. Says the Gemara, they go El Mokim Ashivcha Hashem, that only when this happens in the Beis HaMikdash, which was near the Shechina, that's where a person is can become a Zokah Mamre. Bishlama, says the Gemara, Beis HaMikdash Gevurah Metzusra D'Ksiv Alisa. The Pasuk says explicitly when it speaks about Aliyah L'Regel, the Torah uses the word Valisa. But ask the Gemara, El Eretz Yisrael Gevurah Mekol HaRotzois, this that we've been learning that Eretz Yisrael is higher than all other places. Ask the Gemara Manole, from where do we notice Alocha? Says the Gemara, the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, D'Ksiv Hile L'Chein, Hine Yom and Boim, Nom Hashem, Chai Hashem Ashechel Esbnei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim. We won't anymore speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. Kiv Chai Hashem Ahela V'Shehevi Ezera Beis Yisrael Me'eretz Tzfoina. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will gather us from Eretz Tzfoina. Or Mekol HaRotzois Asher Yedachtem Shem from Uhel all over where Klai Yisrael have been dispersed. V'Yoshval Admosam to bring us back to Eretz Yisrael. The Meher B'Yameinu. And the Pasuk says, Hashahela, he will bring us up to Etzisrael. Tarabonim. So says the Brice, Zaka Mamre and Echayiv. An individual does not become a Zaka Mamre. Elish Davish is a Dana Karis, Vishigagasa Chatis de Rameya. According to Rameya, one doesn't become a Zaka Mamre unless the discussion was about something which is Davish is a Dana Karis, Vishigagasa Chatis. But if it was not that type of an Avera, then that won't be the type of Avera for which he'll be chai, he'll become a Zaken Mamre. There's a very, very fundamental Machloikus Rishonim, how to understand what Rameya just said. Some Rishonim explain that the way to understand the Zaken Mamre that Rameya is explaining is that the subject matter has to be a subject matter which is Dovash Zedonei Kores, that's one approach. Another approach is that he has to be makel in such a situation that if by Mike being lenient in that type of situation does he become a Zaka Mamre. But if he's being machmer in such a situation, that won't make him into a Zaka Mamre. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and he says, it has to be a subject that is mentioned in the Torah, the Purusha Medivrei Seifrim. So in other words, according to Rameya, it doesn't have to be something which is Davish is a Dinei Kares, which is Echatis. As long as it's a subject matter, which Davish Shikim in a Torah, that's primarily stated in the Torah, the Purusha and explanation is given by the Rabbanon, that's enough to make this individual into a Zaka Mamre. Rav Shimon's opinion is, Rav Shimon's opinion is afilu bedigdik divrei soifrim. Even if he argues on something which the Rabbanon say, the halacha is that he could come the Zaka Mamre. And according to the Ran, what Rav Shimon is coming to teach us is that it doesn't have to be a deraisa at all. As long as it's something that's connect that the Chazal said, that is enough that he should become a Zaka Mamre. But there's a Machlokes Rishonim, how do we understand what we just said? Some Rishonim explain that even though, according to Rav Shimon, one becomes a Zaka Mamre, even if he's disputing something which is a Rabbanon, but when we speak about the Rabbanons, there are two types of the Rabbanons. There are the Rabbanons which are here to explain what it says in the Torah. And then there are the Rabbanons where Chazal, under certain circumstances, as they saw fit, make a new gzeira, make a new takana. So some Rishonim say that even though Rav Shimon's saying that even if the Zaka Mamre disputes a Rabbanon, he becomes a Zaka Mamre, it's only the type of the Rabbanon that's here to explain what it says in the Torah. But if it's a new takana or gzeira that the Rabbanon instituted, even Rav Shimon will agree that one doesn't become a Zaka Mamre. But there are other Rishonim that disagree. That's the opinion of the Ram. The opinion of the Rambam is that even if the Zaka Mamre is disputing something which is completely the Rabbanon, a Takana or Gzeira the Rabbanon, it's enough for him to become a Zaka Mamre. So we learned that Rameh's opinion is that one only becomes a Zaka Mamre, something which is Shdoine Karas Shigigosai Chatas. Says the word, my Tam Ramey. Where does Ramey take his opinion from? Says the Gemara, Gama Dover Dover. He learns Xer Shova. Ksiv Hocha. Regarding the Zaka Mamri, the Torah Gdosha says, Ki Palam Mcha Dover Lamishbat. The Ksiv Hosom, when the Torah says that if the Bezdin issued a psak that was incorrect, and based on that, Klai Yisrael made a mistake, so then you have to bring a par helam dovah shatzibur. And the pasuk says, "V'nelam dovah meinei akol." Mala halan, the par helam dovah is brought. But dovah shechayav azodani karis v'shigiyos echatas. Afkan, so too, when we speak about the zaka memory, it only applies by dovah shechayav azodani karis v'shigiyos echatas. Rabbi Yehuda says that it has to be something which is ikra medivrei Torah, purush medivrei seifrim. Where does he get that from? Because the pasuk says, Alpi ha-Torah shi'irucha. So he says, what the Torah is teaching us here is add the ikka until you have Torah, something which is written in the Torah shebiksav, and you also have Yerucha, which was explained by the Rabbanan. Rav Shimon, who says that even on the Rabbanan, as we just discussed, one can become a Zaka Mamre. Why does Rav Shimon hold that way? Because the pasuk says, Vasis alpi ha-dava shi'igidlcha menamak mahu, afil kaldu. Anything that was said makes him into berserker memory. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Huna Bachina L'Rava, Tigmali L'ha Masnisa Aliv D'Rabbanim, explain to me this brisa that we just learned, that we learned a long brisa at the beginning of this Amid, that taught about all the different circumstances where a Zaka Mamre, where a person can become Zaka Mamre. And now Ramey has taught us that one only becomes Zaka Mamre if it's Dovish and Zodani Karas, Shigigos Echatis. So show me how all of those subjects that were mentioned in that Brisa are subjects of Dovish and Zodani Karas, Shigigos Echatis. Amalei Rav Rapapa. So Rav told his Talmud Rapapa, Puk Torah Gemalei. Go explain it to him how this Brisa could be understood according to Ramey's opinion. So it says the Gemara Kipalei, says the Gemara, it refers to the Muflash of Abbasin and Hakas Medaber. The Pasuk is teaching us that the person who's possibly able to become a Zaka Mamre is an individual who's a Muflash of Abbasin. He's somebody qualified to sit on the Bezdin. Mimcha Zayayitz. We said Yayitz means Shiadei La'abishonim, a person regarding making into leap year, L'Kvay Chadoshim. What is the subject? Says the Gemara Ketanan. As we learned in the Mishnah, Masechta Idyos, Hain, Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Papayas, the Heidu, said Edis, the entire Masechta Idyos is about different testimonies that they accepted in different areas of Alochem, to Ma'abrim Kol Odor, that even after Purim, and they already celebrated Purim, they could still make an other sheni. You can't make Nisan once. You can't make an other sheni once it's lamed other, because since that day potentially could be Rosh Chodesh Nisan. We know the 30th day of the month. Sometimes it's the 30th day of the month, and sometimes it's the first day of the next month. So a day which could potentially already be Nisan, it's too late to make into another sheni. But after Purim, you could still make another sheni. Shoya Oimrim, the Chacham that said Ara Purim. You could only make it till Purim. And the reason the Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah Dav Zayinam and Aleph explains what was the basis of the opinion, because they used to begin learning Hilchas Pesach on Purim, because of the Halacha Shloshim Yoyim Kodem Chag, 30 days before Yontif, Dorshim Hilchas Chag, we start learning Hilchas Pesach. So now it's very confusing. It's Purim. People have begun to learn Hilchas Pesach, and now they're going to make Adar Sheni, and everything's going to get delayed. And there's a real concern, according to the Chachamim, that people were going to celebrate Pesach the wrong time and eat chametz when it really is Pesach. So I'm out of Purim. Dila Haikisa, that if Bezdin Paskin, that you can make it into leap year after Purim. And the Zokim Mamre disagrees with them. What's going to happen is Shari Chametz for Pesach. What's going to happen is we're going to eat Chametz on Pesach, because Bezdin said that it's the Pesach is being delayed by 30 days. The Zaka Mamre is saying Pesach is earlier. So when Pesach will really be, they will be eating chametz, which is something that Yechayiv Karis and Bemezin Chatas B'Shogi. V'ilai Gaisa, if on the other hand, the Bezdin is going to say that you can't make it Pesach, you can't delay Pesach, so what's going to happen is Pesach will be 30 days earlier, and what's going to be Kashari Pesach, again, they're going to keep Pesach the wrong time. Says the Gemara, Davar Zu Halacha. We say Dvar Zu Halacha, says the Gemara, Zu Hilchas Acher Aser. It's referring to the halachas of an individual who how a woman becomes a Nida. In order to understand this Gemara, we first have to emphasize that the halachas that we're going to learn are the halachas Medaraisa. But this is not the halacha that we are following in the world of Hilchas Nida, Hilchas Taras, and Mishpacha that we follow. What happened here was, the Midaraisa, a woman's life is a cycle of 11 days, and then during which she can become a Nida, and then a cycle of the rest when she become a Zava during those 11 days, and then the rest of the time she can become a Nida. And the halachas of a Nida and the halachas of a Zava are very, very different. A Zava, if she sees for 1 or 2 days, she's a Zava, and she has to keep the next day clean. If she's clean the next day, then she's fine. She's tahor. Goes to the mikveh and she's fine. If she sees for 3 consecutive days, she becomes a Zava Gedoyla, and she has to wait for Zayin Nekiyim. She has to wait for 7 days where she doesn't see any discharge. And then she goes to the mikveh and she has to bring a carbon. A Nida is a woman who saw dam in any of the other days of the month. And during those days, if she sees dam, she has to count 7 days. And as long as she counts 7 days, even if she's seeing dam during all of those 7 days, as soon as she stops seeing dam and 7 days have passed, whether she's seeing discharge during those 7 days or she's not, all she needs to do is go to the mikveh and she's tahor. A woman cannot become a zava only during those 11 days. So now the discussion that we begin is when on those 11 days did she see dam and what is the halacha? Ditmar, Hasiri, if she saw dam on the 10th day of those 11 days, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Hasiri Chi, we treat the 10th day, the halacha treats the 10th day like the 9th day. Rabbi Shimon Gam, Lakish Amar, Hasiri, the 10th day is treated like the Acha Asar. And the Gemara explains itself. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Hasiri Chi, if she sees dam on the 10th day, it's treated like she saw dam on the 9th day. Mat Chi, if she saw dam on the 9th day, there is no, of those 11 days, there's no question that she has to start watching, because she can't potentially become a Zava if she'll see on day 9, day 10, and day 11. Afa Siri, Sora Alochi is that if she sees dam on the 10th day, by Shimer, she's going to have to see what happens on the 11th day, and only if she didn't see dam on the 11th day, go to Mikkah and be fine. Rish Lakish Amar, Rish Lakish's opinion is that as Siri Ka'achreser, the 10th day is the 11th day. Ma'achreser, if she saw dam on the 11th day, loy boy shimur, because the 12th day, even if she'll see dam, it's already after the 11 days are finished. Afa Siri, even if she'll see dam on the 10th and 11th, it's only 2 days. And as we saw, to become a Zava Gedoyla, you have to have 3 days. So he says Rish Lakish on day 10, she can never become a Zava Gedoyla because she can never have 3 days, 3 consecutive days of Riyah that will make into a Zava, because if the third Riyah will be on day 12 you can't become a Zava anymore. And this is the subject of the dispute, and this is a situation of a Dovish is a Dainer Kares v'shigigasai Chatis, because if she's a Zava, then she has to bring a carbon. And if she doesn't have to, if she's not a Zava, she wouldn't have to bring a carbon. And the Pashup Shad is if she didn't have to bring a carbon and she did, all of them involve serious Averis. Mishpat is a Din. It's referring to Gzeir Shava. What is the Din? We learned that Allah is, Bita minasasai. We learned earlier in our Masechta that a biological daughter, but she's not a daughter from a wife. How do we know that a father is not allowed to have relations with her? Dama Rava Amalei Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi Asya. We learned it with Gzeirah Shava. Heina Heina Zima Zima. So it's all based on Gzeirah Shava. And if he doesn't agree, and the same halacha, and we learned that that Gzeirah Shava expanded regarding mother-in-law, mother-in-law's mother, etc. And they have a dispute about this, which is a subject, which is Davish Zadani Karz, which is Gagos Echatis. Beidam, Ledam, says the Gemara, Beidam Nida, Dam Lida, Vedam Zeva. And now the Gemara, it teaches us how we could have a Davish Zadani Karz, which is Gagos Echatis, in these subjects. Dam Nida, says the Gemara, the Machloikas of Akavya by Mahalo and Rabbanan. The Tanan, the Mishnah Masechta Nida, teaches us somebody who sees blood, a discharge which is red, is certainly a Nida. What about if somebody sees Dam Hayorit? The different explanations, yellow blood, green blood. Akavya by Mahalo Matame says that that woman is considered a Nida, the Chama Matarim. And this is a subject of Davish Zadani Karas, which is Gosai Chattas, because if she's a Nida, and the husband, Rachman Son, has relations with her under those circumstances, it's a Davish, it's a Dinah Karas, which is Gagosai Chattas. Dam Leida, says the Gemara, refers to the Machlaikus of Plukta the Rav Levi, Ditmar. The Torah teaches us that when, and again I emphasize, that these are the Alochis Midaraisa, it's not what we do Bizman Azeh. The Torah says that if a woman has a girl, a baby girl, so she's tamei, no matter what, for the first 14 days, and she's tahor, no matter what, for the next 66 days. By a boy, everything is half. When a woman has a boy, for the first 7 days, she's tamei, no matter what, and for the next 33 days, she's tahor, no matter what. But there's a machloikis, Rav and Levi, how do we look at this? As far as this discharge, Rav of a mine echadhu, the dam tamei, which are the first 7 or first 14 days, boy or girl, and Tyra Timasa, that dam, the Torah says, is tamei. And the dam that comes from the exact same place in the body for the next 33 days by a boy, for the next 66 days by a girl, the Torah says that dam is tahor. That's Rav's approach. Levi's approach is Shnei Mayonis Hain. The woman has two places where there's discharge. And what happens is, Nistama Tamei, the Tamei area, the discharge that comes from the place that gives Tamei blood, stops, and Niftacha Tor, or Nistama Tor, after 66 days, for example, by the girl, that place that gives off the Dam Tor stops, and Niftacha Tamei. What will be the practical machoikis? If a woman, for example, had a baby girl, and after 2 weeks, we said that all the blood that comes, all the discharge that comes during those first 2 weeks are tamei, and it continues without interruption past the 2 weeks. So according to Levi, there's two mayonis. But this dam that's continuing must be from the mayon that's tamei. So even though she's seeing dam after the 2 weeks, and we said that when a girl is born after 2 weeks, the discharge is tahor. That's only if it's a new discharge. But if it's an old discharge, we say it's a continuation, and she's still tamei. Versus, according to Rav, it's all one place. The Torah says it depends when it comes. And according to Rav, when it stops, when the time is over, any dam that comes after that time, even though it looks a continuation of the dam that's been coming, it's a new dam that's tahor. And this is a subject, shigigosai karis, because if it's dam tamei, having relations with her, there's a chayiv karis. If it's dam tahor, it's not. And here we just gave a nafkamina, is this dam tamei or tahor? What is dam zer? What is meant by dam ziva? Says the Gemara of Plukta, the Belezer of Yeshua. It refers to the Machlek of Belezer of Yeshua, the Tanan. The Mishnah Masechta Nida speaks about, as we just discussed a few moments ago, a woman who sees dam for 3 consecutive days, during the 11 days that she could become a Zava. So she becomes a Zava. This woman, as we said, will have to keep Zayin Nikiyim 7 Kli days. She's going to have to bring a carbon. But let's say you have a woman who's pregnant and she's having labor pains. The Kishasa, and she is suffering labor pains. And prior to the baby being born, while she's suffering labor pains, she saw 3 consecutive days dam, which were during the time in her cycle, the 11-day cycle, which she could become a zava. So the halacha is im safsa. If that pain subsided, meis leis, for 24 hours, so that means the dam that she was seeing is not connected to the birth. And therefore, she's considered a woman that became a zava. And she's categorized as a woman whose yolda reis yolda disbazav, that she had a baby as a zava, and therefore after she has the baby, she has to count Zayin Nikiyim, because she's also a zava, besides that she's a yoledes, and bring a carbon for that. Dear Rabbi Elazar, that's the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. Yeshua says that only if it subsided, Leila v'yayim kalel Shabbos v'yayimai, it subsided, but in a very specific way. It's not 24 hours. It has to be a night, a whole night, and a whole day. So let's say it subsided in the afternoon. We don't start counting the time of subsiding until tonight, and it has to have subsided from tonight until tomorrow night, specifically in that order. And otherwise, she won't be a Leida B'Zoiva. Shishasim Etzav Mel Adam, and Mishnah says that she has to subside, the pain has to subside, not the dam. So now we have a question, will she be a Leida B'Zoiva, and the halachas are bringing a carbon, when if she doesn't bring the carbon, if she doesn't have the Zayin Nikiyim, there's a Chiyuv Karis. The Braisa continued, Beidin Ladin, Beidin Imamunistin and Nefashis Din Imakis. And again, the Gemara is going to teach us how all of those circumstances could be referencing Davish's Donakaris. Din Imamunis reflects the Machlaikis, says the Gemara, look, the Shmuel Varavua, Damish Shmuel. We learned in the beginning of Amasechta that a Bezdin for Din Imamunis should have 3 members. But the halacha is shneim shadanu. If you have 2 dayanim, Shmuel's opinion is the name din. El shenikar bezdin chasuf, we shouldn't have an even number. Ravu amar divrei akol, everybody will agree, ain't the name din. So the machlokes will be in the following case. If 2 people sat a din taira, and there was a din taira between 2 individuals, and these bezdin of a 2-member bezdin sat in that din taira, and they said that Ruvain, yochai money to Shimon. So Reuven paid Shimon, and Shimon went now and used that money to marry a woman, to be Mekadosh and Isha. According to Shmuel, this money belongs to Shimon, and the Kedushin is a Kedushin, and she's an Eshes Ish. According to Ravua, the money is not his, because the money that was extracted, according to Ravua, through a bezdin of 2 individuals, is not legitimate. And therefore, that money that was used, it won't make in a kedushin, because the only money one can use to make a kedushin is money that belongs to you, and she's not an Eishes Ish. And therefore, the question will be: if somebody will have relations with that woman, is it considered that she's an Eishes Ish? Or if that somebody else is mekadosh that woman, will the second kedushin be valid or not? The next case. The din in the fashas, but look to Rabbi Rabbanan, the Tanya, Rabbi Omer, we discussed this earlier on Daf Ayin Tes. Rabbi says that Niskav laharag zeh for harag zeh, the halacha is that Nusata nefesh tachas nefesh. Rabbi said that you don't get, the murderer doesn't get killed, he only has to pay mammon. And at the Omer continues the price of mammon, is the obligation just to pay for doing such a terrible story. The murderer, the perpetrator gets killed. So the Rebbe said, Nemel Nasina Lamala. The Pasuk says, V'nosim Beflilim. V'nem Nasila Lamata, V'nosata Nefesh Tachash Nefesh. Ma'ala Halam Mamen, Afka Mamen. So according to Rebbe, in such a case, the Skamala Aragzeva Haragazeh, you pay Mamen. According to Rabbanon, you pay, you kill the perpetrator. If this person disagreed with Beis Din, we could come to a situation of keres of an Eishes Ish. How can we have a keres of an Eishes Ish? If this money that according to the Rabbanan should not have been paid was used to marry a woman. According to Rebbe, the person who was paid this money deserved the money, and the Kedushin would be a Kedushin. According to Rabbanan, it wouldn't be. Dine Makis goes back to Machlokes that we had at the beginning of the Masechta, but plucked up the Rishmal of Rabbanan. The Tanan, Makis, Adin Torah, the Nevals, Dine Makis, B'Shloisha. Rishmal Omer, you have to have Shloisha B'Shloisha. So let's say we have a Din Torah with three people who paskin that is chayiv malchus, then they had no right to paskin. And if they did paskin incorrectly, if they paskin and they gave malchus, now they have to pay the person who got the malchus no different than anybody else who wounds somebody else. And therefore, if that money was used, according to the person that says the Din Torah was illegitimate, the victim who got the money deserved that money, and he could use that money to be Mekadesh Isha. According to the Mandam that says that the Din Torah was legitimate, so there's no financial obligation, and if somebody did make him pay the victim, the person who got Makis money, it will be money that should not have been spent. Be'negel nega, be'nige atam, nige batim, nige begodim. Nige adam, says the Gemara, be'plukter b'shuv rabbonim, the Tanan. The Torah, when it speaks about the goyim on a person. When somebody finds a mark on his body, on his skin, a white stain, so to speak, on his body, the size of a gris, which is about a dime, that's a nega tzaras. Torah Kedoshah says that that person should be quarantined for 7 days. If after 7 days, the person we find a siman tuma in that nega, the person is confirmed as a full-fledged Metzairah. One is, what is a Simen Tumah? A white hair. And the Mishnah, in Masechta Negoyim, teaches us, that in Beharis Kodim Lusei Eleven, if the mark, the white mark, was there, the hair turned white afterwards, Tumah. That is a proof that the person is Tumah. However, if Sei Eleven Kodim Laharis, if the white hair was before, then he's tar. But what's going to be an halacha if there's a suffix, what came first? Says the Gemara, we have a machlokes. Tana Kama holds Tomei, Rav Shua Makeya. What's the definition of Tkeya? My Keya Amarav Tar. So now we can have such a situation. A Mitzayra that goes into the base of Migdosh, when he's Tomei, he's Chayiv Kares, if he does so b'mezin, if he does b'shag yischatas. And now we have a question, if this person was Tamei, then it's something which is Dovish Zodani Kairos. If he's not Tamei, then it's not Dovish Zodani Kairos. What is the case of Batim? We have Dovish Zodani Kairos and Shigosei Chattis. So the Gemara plucked the Rabbi Lozor of Shimon, the Tanan, we learned. Rabbi Lozor of Shimon, Omer, the house cannot be considered subject to Nigei Batim. Ein Abayis Tamei at Shiyir Shnei Grisim. You have to have marks of Tumah that each are the size of two dimes, ashtei avonim, on two separate stones in the home, and those two separate stones have to be a shnei solim on two walls of the house, the keren zavis on a corner. For arkai, and how much does that have to take place? Has to be shnei grisim, two grisim in the length, v'rachvay kigris, and the width a gris. Why does Rabbi Elazar of Shimon hold that way? Because the Torah says the word kir when it speaks about nigei batim or mareim shafim and a kir. The Torah also used the word kirois. V'hinei negev kiros abayis. Eiz a kir shuk a kirois. Where do we have a situation that it's one wall and two wall along a corner? Havayim is a keren zavis. So we have this machlokes, and that we have if somebody went into such a house. Not a question is he Tamei? And then he went into the Beis HaMikdash. The question is, he's Tamei. He's not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash when he's Tamei. And the question is he Tamei if it was a Nega Tzaras or not? Nega Batim says, my book to the Rebbe Ben Aftumus Rabbonim. The Tanya, Rebbe Ben Aftumus Omer, Menayin, Lepricha, Bebegodim, Shitoira. How do we know that if somebody had tsaras on a garment after it was quarantined and then it spread that he's tar? Nemekarachs begas be'odom, nemekarachs v'agadim be'begodim. Ma lahalon, just like over there, it means parach be'kuloi tar. Afkan parach be'kuloi is tar. The Rabbanan disagree, and the Rabbanan hold that even if it's spread, he's still tamei. And now the question is, if somebody came in contact with this beged, and now he went into the Beis HaMikdash, is he tamei, and he's chayv karis for going to the Beis HaMikdash where he's tamei, or is he tamei, tahor, and that's why this is a dispute about a subject which is zedayne karis, v'shigigosai chatas.